Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. How many of you get the Daily Times newspaper here in Maryville? A few of you, yeah. How many of you got the free copy this week on the driveway? I got a free copy this week. Did you read the big story about McGuison Airport in the West Aviation Area? Big company coming. Cirrus is coming to Maryville here, to Alcoa. And Cirrus makes jet airplanes. Really nice jet airplanes. They said in the article, think of Tesla and Maserati combined in one as an airplane. It's going to bring $15 million to the region, 170 jobs. Praise be to God. And in the article, they said the atmosphere last week when Bill Haslam came and they came and showed some of the planes and they announced this great thing, they said it was like Cloud 9. I thought about it for a second. What is Cloud 9? I did a little research, in fact, to see what is Cloud 9. Cloud 9, according to the 1896 International Cloud Atlas, described 10 levels of clouds. And the ninth cloud was the highest cloud that there was. It went up 6.2 miles high. Cumulonimbus clouds. I got it right. Good, good. Cumulonimbus cloud. 6.2 miles. It's the highest cloud that there is. And my question for you tonight, is there a cloud that takes us even higher? You think about our text tonight from Ascension Day, and you hear that there is a cloud, a great cloud, that the disciples saw take Jesus up as they were gazing into heaven. Yeah, into heaven. There's a couple of Bible verses, Psalm, not 9, but Psalm 99, that says, He will be great in Zion, He will be high above all the people. Another verse, Isaiah 14:14 says, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. How prophetic in the Old Testament. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Written, what, 700 years, right, before Jesus came in Isaiah? I will ascend. It's even prophesied in the Old Testament, the ascension of our Lord Jesus. What does it mean? Well, it means Jesus is the great one who is God, who's come to earth and now ascends back up to God's right hand. He is like the Most High because He is the Most High. He's one with the Father, and we hear about the Holy Spirit too, the three in one. That's our Jesus. Ascension teaches us the majesty, the glory of Jesus. You know, recently when Gretchen and I were on our way to Germany, we got to go up in a plane. And as you go up and up, what do you notice? Is that you get better perspective. You get a better point of view when you're up there, don't you? You get to see the Smoky Mountains. You get to see everything down below. You think about who Jesus is. Maybe that teaches us a little bit. When Jesus ascends, we think about God's omniscience and what Jesus now knows. He sees the bigger picture. We in our suffering here below, we sometimes don't understand the big picture of all things. Why is there the earthquake in Nepal? Why is there the Amtrak derailment? But God can see these things from above, can't He? That gives us some confidence that He reigns. He did die. He did rise. He has risen and ascended now up into heaven. He is God Most High. He sees and He knows all things. Trust in Him. Be patient. Suffer. Endure in this world. Live by faith. And wait. One thing we learn in this text is that we are not up that high, are we? We're down here below. The disciples were gazing up at Jesus as He was taken up in the cloud. They were gazing up into heaven. And it even says in the text about, it's for the Father to appoint the seasons and the times. You don't know these things. See, we don't have the perspective that God has, that Jesus had, and could speak about because He is God. So we must wait, and we must live by faith. We don't know the times and the seasons, but Jesus did reveal in this text tonight of that He will come again. He will come again. In fact, the two angels even announced that, why are you gazing up into heaven? He who was taken up in a cloud will return to you the same way. So we know how He will come again, don't we? Not just that He comes again, but how He comes again. Ascension reminds us how He was taken up by a cloud. So also when He comes back, we should expect what? He'll come back with a cloud, right? Thessalonians, St. Paul in Thessalonians 4 even tells us that we will be raised up and we will meet Him in the clouds. So the clouds of ascension kind of remind us not just of the great thing that happened a long time ago, but applies to us when what we expect when Jesus returns. The clouds. Cloud nine, you might even say, right? Yeah, praise be to God. And who are we? Well, the disciples in this text are told to be the witnesses. They are witnesses of the ascension. They witnessed his death, his resurrection. They got to witness for 40 days. And now they're blessed to see the ascension of Jesus too. They're witnesses of these things. What are the witnesses to be like? Well, we learn from the text tonight, from Luke 24, several things about the witnesses. Number one, they understand the scriptures. We, I would suggest, as God's witness today, we understand the scriptures. They are not so foreign and so closed that we don't understand them. Oh, there's some obscure things, sure, but we understand the scriptures. Why? Well, Jesus says in the text, then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. The scriptures are not a foreign closed book. Like when we were in Germany looking at the German, we're like, I don't know what that is. But the scripture is not that way. We know what it says. It even tells us, Jesus even tells us how to interpret the scripture. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Then beginning in the Psalms and Moses and the law and the prophets, he began to proclaim to them all the things concerning himself. Jesus is the right interpretation of the Bible from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation. You want to know what it's about? Look to Jesus. Who is the one going up in the clouds? Not some great interpreter, some rabbi, but Jesus. He's not only interprets the scripture, he is the word made flesh. You want to know what the scriptures are about? Look to Jesus. We understand the scriptures because he's opened our minds by the Holy Spirit to understand them. Praise be to God. Secondly, witnesses proclaim. It says in the text that repentance and forgiveness of sins are to be proclaimed in his name until he comes again. That's part of our job as witnesses. What we witnessed and what they witnessed was not something to be kept private. It's something that is proclaimed. We proclaim it to the ends of the earth. We just were over in Germany. They had all these church leaders from all around the world there. Just think, they all go back to all parts of the world. Africa, Asia, America, the North and South America. Praise be to God. What a witness of something almost like Pentecost or something with all the different nations gathered. The word of the Lord is going out to the ends of the earth. And we, as God's people, are those witnesses. We support the mission. We support the work of missionaries. We know people who come to our community from afar. Now some from Wisconsin to open a new plant, right? We will be his witnesses. Maybe some Lutherans coming down from Wisconsin too. Praise be to God. Witnesses. Witnesses who proclaim the truth, proclaim the forgiveness of sins in Christ Jesus' name. Third, we know that the witnesses have the promise of the Father. It says in the text, I will send the promise of my Father. But wait in the city until you've been clothed with power from on high. That's one thing we now have, now that the Holy Spirit has been sent in Pentecost and that we are his witnesses. We have the promise of the Father. That's some certainty. We aren't just given some empty words. We're given the promise of God. As we live by faith, he will be with us in our witness. In all that we do as God's people, even coming here tonight to worship together and receive the body and the blood, we are witnessing. We are bearing witness with the promise that God will be with us. He is here, as he says, this is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you, for the forgiveness of sin. He is with you. He is here. The promise of the Father, that's what we hear about in the Ascension text. Finally, the last thing is we hear about the blessing of Jesus for witnesses. Witnesses of Jesus are blessed. As he was taken up into heaven, he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. That's one great thing about the ascension, that we know as witnesses of God, we are blessed by Jesus. And with him who died and rose to have his blessing, what better thing can there possibly be? He who not only died and rose, but ascended and who will return to have his blessing with us, that's what it means to be witnesses of the ascension of Jesus, is to know that he has blessed us to be his people from everlasting to everlasting. He's so high above the people, and yet he is here below to strengthen us to be his witnesses, to take us to be with him, to live with him in the everlasting places with Christ Jesus forever. Praise be to God. Amen. What are those two Bible verses one more time? Psalm 99. I will be great in Zion. I will be high above all the people. And Isaiah 14:14. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High. Amen.